Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Dobro jutro. Of course, we are past morning, aren't we? Let me see. It's 11 a.m. Central Time in Chicagoland. Now, about an hour ago, we had snow. Yesterday, we had snow. And at this hour, it is sunny, sunny and bright. And I just came in from working out. You know, that exercise is a way of life for me. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. And I'm going to be on a talk radio show this afternoon in Chicagoland. And on tomorrow's show, I will give you the information on when it's going to be aired and how you could access it. Are you aware that radio is a powerful marketing tool? And I have the pleasure of sharing my passion, my life, my time with all of you. Did you know that Blog Talk is the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world? Thousands of shows and millions of listeners, and I'm one of them. It's kind of exciting that you could just by the click of a button discover what the world has to say. Now you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Get your pen and pad out and your mirror. Oh, yesterday it was freezing cold and I wasn't dressed for the weather. I'm still thawing out. Write down blogtalkradio.com/... Kathy Watson, CHEHIWATSON, and click on any of the buttons. And there is so much confusion today in what's good for me, what isn't good for me. The shows are eclectic. I embody the full circle, the whole triage of the body. Because I want you to enjoy a quality of life that's eluding so many. They just don't know what to do. What to do, how to do it, when to do it, where to do it. Write this down. You have to invest in you. You have to invest in you. Doesn't that sound glorious? I don't want to reveal too much, but be prepared for fireworks to happen in about the other next month. I have been investing in me for over decades. And I'm sorry, pharmaceuticals and doctors. I don't take any scripts. I haven't for years. And I want you to justify penalizing me. This is with Plan D. Now, there's not too much more I could say. But you have to listen to the show. Email the whole world and say, hey, bombastic fireworks are going to happen on Live with Kathy. We just have to listen every day, Tuesdays, Thursdays at 11 a.m., Wednesday at 8 a.m., and on Friday, 6:30 a.m. And you're all invited to call in 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Share with me. Tell me what you want. What are you PO'd about? What's going on in your world? What are the good things? Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? You see, harmony can only be achieved by happiness. Happiness comes of the capacity to feel deeply, to enjoy simply, to think freely as an individual, and take risks. Are you a risk taker? Don't waste time looking for the secret of success or the key to happiness. It's all there, ready for you to accept success and happiness. It's your choice. Choose to be happy right now. This is the season of giving and loving. In today's show, later on in the show, we're going to talk about romantic gift giving. And can you accept an unsolicited gift? Are you worthy? Well, okay, sidebar, because I'm really PO'd. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Reaching every country in the world. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Call in. Let me hear what you're happy about and what you're not happy about. 347-637-3789. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. You could call me on my landline after the show, 847-882-8717. And then be sure and log on Kathy Watson Speaks, CathiWatson Speaks.com. Click on all of Z buttons. You will love it. And be sure you click on the video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Running time is 4 minutes. I'll send it to you if you're interested in booking Roger and I. Our bags are packed. And then, of course, you know I am a solo performer, an octogenarian, unstoppable, showing you that you too could move higher on the path of life, where there is no end, only new opportunities, new beginnings, new portals and vistas to enter. Come on, soar with me. Let me know if you're 80 or if you have anyone that's 80 that has a talent. I'd be more than happy to talk with them. Because you do know what my show is, sponsor-driven, but I call them partnerships. And if you have a purpose, a product or a service, a book, anything that you want to share with the world, and you have to shift your strategies to accommodate change, call me, but you have to be willing. Radio is a very powerful marketing tool because, you see, the shows are archived. Once they're archived, now you email the whole world and say, hey, you could hear my mini-mercial on Live with Kathy, a consortium of partners that are making a difference in the world. And then you could hear me because, you see, she invited me to be a guest host on one of her shows. But it doesn't end there. After it's been archived, you sit and you tell me, how did you do? Does it need tweaking? What is it that we need to do? And then after we've tweaked you, did you truly feel the confidence? Then, my dear, we put you on again, and we listen a second time. All of this for next to nothing. If you hired, I mean rented, a broadcasting room, four figures, thousands and thousands of dollars, here you're getting it for next to nothing. But I want to work with you. I want to discover your authentic you. I want to just pull you up by the bottom of your feet and find out just who you are. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. And I still love what... Wait till I get his page out. I just love it. Steve Robb said, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Reign Supreme 2013. You see, the time that I'm giving you right now, I'm giving you a part of my life. And it's my pleasure. If it's going to make a difference in your life, then I'm just delighted. Confucius say, if you love what you're doing, you never work a day in your life. Now, oh, here's the information. I will give it to you after I'm on the air today. 560. I bet Carol is buying and other antiques. I'll have to call her. I have some vintage fashions that I would just love to share. They have to go out in the world now. They've been with me long enough. Other people have to enjoy them. So anyway, getting back to, I did digress, getting back to talk radio, I'd love to have you call me at 847-882-8717, and let's talk. We'll find out if it's for you. 847-882-8717. You see, we're aging. As the population ages, we're living longer. The 80-year-olds now are paving your future. Come on, I'm reaching out to all of you. Who do you know that's in their 80s that I could showcase? I'll put together a whole show. I know that we're all, this is a youth-obsessed nation. Oh, don't I know that? But keep in mind that the beauty industry never, ever lost a penny. Lost a penny. Now, wouldn't that be exciting? To be part of the population or to give them something what they need that's going to help them really look good. And when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. 77 million boomers, 80 million over the age of 80, more than 25 to 45. What excitement. And if you're here today, how about starting your day with good morning, God, instead of good God, it's morning. How about starting your day with thank you? The first hour is the rudder of the day. And I'm going to make this the best day ever because this is the only chance I have. And you just may make a difference in someone's life. Oh, Kathy Watson, live with Kathy. KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. It shall be my pleasure to talk to you or to read your letter, to have you on the air. And let's get acquainted, because I don't think of it as sponsorship. I think of it as partnership. Partnership. You're all so brilliantly talented, don't you know that? You truly are brilliantly, brilliantly talented. So let's share it with the world. Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Well, everything is good in Chicagoland. The Bears won, and our eyeballs on Sunday were football. They squeaked through, but they got it. And I'll tell you who else squeaked through, Green Bay Packers. We were watching their game, and I said, you know, Silver Fox, I just don't think I could watch too much more. They're losing. And they won by 1 point. So I've learned never to qualify. I've learned never to say, oh, well, they're going to lose. No. Until the fat lady sings, until that buzzer ends, you just don't know who's going to win. And, yeah, we are a football fans. Green Bay Packers, Denver Broncos, and, of course, Chicago Bears, our hometown. How could we not? Of course, they're annoying at times, and I just want to scream and holler and, ooh, what on earth is wrong with you? But they're pulling through, and we are happy, 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 happy. Now, what did I do with that? Okay, I was looking for something. All right, are you ready? Mega Millions jackpot at $586 million. We had predicted last week that if we're still on the same roll on Christmas Eve, we'll definitely be over $1 billion. And Scott Norris, a mathematician from Southern Methodist University, said he estimates around 700 million more tickets must be sold without producing a winner for the jackpot to reach $1 billion on his run. But he puts the odds of that around 6%. Let's see, tonight is Tuesday. I have a feeling that there will be a winner. I would rather it be a multitude of winners. But I want to tell you something. Norris emphasized his calculation does not take into account the extra dollar that players can throw in for mega player option, which allows them to increase their non-jackpot prize by up to $5. So, you know, there are so many elitists. This is what I get the biggest kick out of. I didn't know that there was discrimination in ticket buying. Oh, I have a couple of elitist friends that think it's rather tacky, kind of redneck, to buy a lottery ticket. But I just wonder, in the secret quiet time of their life, that they don't have someone buy it for them. Because, you see, I think it's fun. Now, listen to me. Be sensible. Do not spend hundreds of dollars. I know. Let's see. At $586 million and the payout is about $259 million, there are going to be companies and corporations that are going to buy hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars of tickets. But I have to tell you, in the luck of the draw. That's all it is. The same person that bought the dollar ticket has the same chance of winning as the one that bought $500. It's the luck of the draw. It's like Vegas. So, I'll spend around $6. Maybe an extra buck or two, but that's it, because I know it's the luck of the draw. And there are people out there that are making money hand over fist that are telling you, I'm going to give you the secret to how to win the lotto. There is no secret. It's the luck of the draw. Like that lady who was 80-something last year, the luck of the draw. Now, if you don't play, you don't win. You don't win if you don't play. So good luck to all of you. And go out for fun. I said spend a couple of bucks. I didn't say mortgage the house. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching every country, any country in the world. Discover what the world has to say. And let's see, today is the 17th, so you have only 8 days. Now, take these days dates down. I'm opening the mic, open mic, on Tuesday, Christmas Eve at 11 a.m., and New Year's Eve, December 31st. You could just call me. and say, I wish you Feliz Navidad. Whatever you want. On Christmas Eve, what are you thankful for? And that call-in number is 347-637-3789. And you could promote your product, a legitimate product. You may call in to say, I'm just wishing the entire world all good fortune, good everything, happy everything. You call in and say, I'm Miss Boom Boom, and I have this incredible hair salon. I'm located in Georgia. I'm located in Virginia. It doesn't matter. You see, we're worldwide, and it's going to be archived, and I will email the whole world the two shows that are the 24th and December 31st. It's free. And you get to promote you. How sweet is that? Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Did I tell you that happiness is an effect of living a balanced, harmonious life? How balanced and harmonious is your life right now? This is holiday time gift giving. Do you give because you have to, or do you give from the heart? Now, I had a phone call just before I went on the air. I love to give gifts. And I sent a gift to one of my favorite people who has been very instrumental in some of my projects. Well, I called her. I wasn't happy with her email back to me that she received the gift and blah, 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 blah. And then she said something that really riled me, but it wasn't necessary. Man, I called her, and I got happy holidays. I said, oh, cut the crap with the happy holidays. I'm not happy with you. How dare you decide whom I should be giving my gifts to and who shouldn't get them? Now, I'm sorry if you feel that you don't deserve any gift. But I think your lesson for this holiday season is to learn to accept with joy and gratitude. You know, like, I don't know what I'm doing if I'm giving you a gift. Well, she was at work and said, I really can't talk. I said, okay, I'm not leaving until 2 o'clock. That's Central Time, so perhaps we could talk then. Since when do any of you decide whether you're worthy of or not? If you're not worthy of it, return it or pass it on to someone who will really appreciate it. Darling person. And there are some projects that would have taken me a lifetime without her participation. And she can't see what a beautiful person she is. Do me one favor for this season of giving and receiving. If you receive a gift that's unexpected, if you receive a gift that is expected, can you have the decency to simply say, thank you, it was so sweet of you to remember me? Not, oh, geez, let me see now. You spent all of this time and money on me, but you know it really wasn't necessary because I wasn't expecting anything. It's not you to judge. If I want to give a gift, I want to give a gift. Man, did that tick me off. Okay, Kathy, now remember, you promised everyone that you would be the nice Kathy. I've been having some peaked out moments, but you want to know what? I welcome that. It's okay for me to get a little bit sassy at times. Why not? You think I'm going to keep that stress in? Do you think I'm going to let my telomeres shorten and they're going to age me? Oh, no. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, honey, it doesn't matter. And remember, if you're not aging, you are either in a nursing home, in hospice, or pushing up daisies. Now, the odds of winning are low, but there's no reason to play. But it's fun to do so once in a while. If you don't buy the ticket, you don't win. You know what? Do it for charity. If you have a problem with it, do it for charity. Do it for someone else, and then give it away before the drawing. And then see what happens if you should win. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And they're playing. They're coming in from all over the world. Money is powerful. But remember, it's just a means of exchange. Are you ruled? Are you changed to money? Of course it has power. We can't do anything without it. But when it becomes imbalanced, that you really have to think about, what on earth am I thinking of? Abundant living. Let's talk about that. This is from, I just happened to open it. Wait a minute. Your greatest gift. Treasure. Time for reflection. Establish. Calm. Oh, the new year. Abundant living. It's the one mind. It's that mind that we use to enrich ourselves. It's the same mind that we use to make ourselves poor. The mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. How does your garden grow? What are you planting in your mind? You see, if you're thinking wealth, that's what you're going to get. But if you're thinking limited, I don't have the money, you ain't ever going to get it. In Judaism, it is written that they limited the Holy One of Israel. We see limitations in so many areas of life, while abundance is everywhere. Now, here's an example. I'm reading from one of the articles in Signs of Mind. For many years, Bauxite, the aluminum mineral, was a significant part of the economy on the island of Jamaica. Jamaica, I love Jamaica. Been there many times. Climbed Dunn's River Falls. As the story goes, many people noted that in a certain part of the island, there was not as much luscious growth as the other areas. You know, some people complained about this. One person decided to do something about it. He sent a sample of the soil to a chemist in England. The results of the analysis came in the following words: forget plants, grow airplanes. Abundance was there in a different form. And it was in a prolific form. Our lives have all the earmarks and possibilities for us to manifest abundance. In biblical writings, Timothy was encouraged in a letter to stir up the gifts that are within him. He'd been using his energy to complain. The words of Robert Frost are relevant here. He says, "We dance round in a ring and purpose, but the secret sits in the center and knows. While we affirm abundance, a grand idea is to affirm abundant ideas, seeing lavishness and opulence in thoughts and things." Thoughts are not just things, they are the magic of things. That's what makes it herpin. When I hear people say, "I don't have the money," I turn around and say, "Of course you don't, because you've already planted that in your subconscious mind. And the supreme world will give you exactly what you want. So if you're living from scarcity, that's what you deserve. Scarcity. Why can't you?" So what he was saying is, don't waste your time on that aluminum mineral. It's not working. It's not resonating with your soil. And he facetiously said, go build airplanes. Grow airplanes. Take special moments many times every day and see yourself in brilliant vision. You've heard me say it over and over and over again. You are the Michelangelo of your life. You are planting the seeds of your life right now. Forget about tomorrow unless you could learn from it. No, forget about yesterday, unless you could learn from it. Ooh, a little faux pas there. Tomorrow, well, you can't learn because you haven't experienced it. But take today. This is the rudder of the day. And then make it happen. And only you can make it happen. You know, when you're in a state of anxiety, you don't trust yourself. And you don't have any faith. What do you think causes that? Do you think you're in a state of anxiety if you're really feeling good about yourself? I'm telling you, the season should not have anything to do with stress. You have to eliminate it. Erase it. Establish inner freedom. The more we resist, the more we persist. Live in the now. Don't compete and compare. And keep a quiet place in your heart for the angels to sing. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. It is the season of living, of loving and giving. And I lovingly take the time now to acknowledge my partners that partner with me with Live with Kathy Consortium, Ironworkers, District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. My mission and purpose is to acknowledge them, to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction, to illuminate their character, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics revealed not only in the artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworking offers a full spectrum in career development? 4 years apprenticeship, 4 years of working and learning, 4 years of getting paid, 4 years of building your pension, 4 years of health care insurance. How sweet is that? To find out that if you qualify, log on ironworkers.org. If you want to find out more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work in our trade, log on youtube.com/unionironworkers or youtube.com /Ironworkers Impact or ironfest.com. August 9th, Ironworkers, friends and family. They were all invited to attend the International Ironworkers Festival in Mackinac City, Michigan. I married an ironworker. Co-creators of art and icon of the world of classical ballet and haute couture. And it's on the CD. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. How beautiful is that? Ironworkers. From the bombastic fanfare to the common man, to Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, playing homage to the athleticism of the male dancer, and then transitioning into the fluid moments of the beautiful swan. That's ironworking. Ironworkers.org. Hoffman Estates Park District, 2009 National Gold Medal Winner Award. The 50-plus consortium headed by Rika Koff, who's in the book, Choices. You get it at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. She does a magnificent job with the 50-plus, but read her story in the book, Choices. Soft, hard copy, Kindle, ebook, and Nook. Log on heparks.org. If you're bored and lonely, it's your choice. It's your choice. It's your choice. And then if you have a little owie with a tax issue, be sure and call or log on to Greg McIntyre's website email address, ahtax@ameritech.net. He shall be delighted to help you with it. You know, everyday happenings that we have, we all experience, takes its toll on our looks. In The Elixir, which is a free book, all you have to do is, ebook, all you have to do is contact me. Secret number 7, I share with you my secret for de-stressing our faces. It's procaine, 2 ounces. You could only get it through me. All sales are final. So effective, you only use it 3 times a week. And when you do that, you get the ebook. Or you could just get the ebook and you don't have to buy the product. But remember, anger releases toxins into the body. Oh, man. And you wonder why you're so tired looking? Did you get your Z's last night? Toxic negative thinking is part of why we look old, premature aging, and sometimes death. Edith Nam, author, counselor, and educator extraordinaire, her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain, body, through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. A journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, and happiness. To learn more, log on www.enamm.com and email ensharesmile@aol.com and look for her book To Become Audio. Available Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Make the decision to be full of positive energy power and get rid of the toxic negative thinking. Are you quitting your job? Are you downsized? Or do you just really want to make a change? Oh, wait a minute. Now, listen, honey, don't go overboard with gift buying. I'm going to go right into this after I finish telling you that you could change your life by adding a home-based business. Look, I did it when I was 25. Why can't you do it? I didn't even have a role model. I'm the pioneer. I paved the way. I don't care if you're retired or solopreneur. I don't care if you're still working. That's fine. Make this a family affair. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, reach your goals, and pay your bills. With this opportunity that offers infinite possibilities to challenge yourself while making money. Find out who you are. Let's see what you're made of. Do you have any guts? No guts, no glory. Did I pique your interest? Log on, Letitia.com. LetitiaMyShackley.com. LetitiaMyShackley.com. This is a call to action, calling all women of the world, not only in America, but globally. 2013, the year to reign supreme. The year to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together, we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. The days of getting wealthy, go away, I don't care. But use vision, be futuristic. Do you have that little niggly fire in the belly desire to maybe start your own home-based business? Take a baby step. Say yes. Then get in touch with Letitia or call me at 847-882-8717. We work together. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think seriously about creating your own home-based business. Change is constant. It doesn't have to be scary because we're just a phone call away and it costs virtually nothing. There is a way to fulfill your dreams. There is a way for you to make money. There is a way. There are infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. And you don't need a college degree. You're smart enough. All you need is a desire to achieve. Let's all unite in solidarity while paying homage to the power of the voice, voicing our intention, our purpose, while holding on to and never letting go of that fire in the belly desire to make a difference not only in our lives, but in the world. You could be a role model. Get your kids involved. Okay, they have a football, basketball, soccer ball, swimming, ice skating, ballet. What do they know about finance? This could be fun. Many are becoming wealthy from starting from nothing, and this could be you. It's pandemic. All of you men and women, you devos, you divas, you're all embracing the power of creating a home-based business. The perks, the hours are yours. Ah, you're the CEO, but you will have a business plan. You are going to take that seriously. Do you hear me? Of course you do. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Discover what the world has to say. Yeah, you could call in. 347-637-3789. Okay, come on now. It is romantic gift giving. Have you become so stale in your relationship with your partner, your soulmate, or whoever it is, that it's stagnant? It's just no excitement. You know, this is 8 days from Christmas. 8 days to complete your gift-giving list. Now I want to ask you, is your gift to each other, husband, wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, soul, I don't care, going to be a gift to each other that you talked about, or is it going to be a surprise me, a romantic gift? I'm going to surprise the silver fox with a romantic gift. Because I said to him the other day, what do you want for Christmas? He said, what do you got? What are you going to give me that I don't already have? And then I thought, well, Kath, you're talking about gift giving, that it shouldn't be stale. What are you going to do about it? So many of you are going to say, oh, why don't we just go out and get ourselves what we want? Oh, how unromantic. You know, that isn't quite the right attitude about celebrating with the one you love. You're letting the warm, fuzzy feeling of romance, of giving to each other, erode. It doesn't matter how long you've been together. Surprise your spouse. You'll soulmate. Now, don't use a joint credit card because they'll find out. Then you have to find out through casual conversation of what your interest is. Can you agree to change your habit of consulting with each other, whether the other will like it or not? Bit of surprise. Don't you just love the excitement of being surprised? Can you rekindle the romance in gift giving? So what most people do, in fact, I just got through telling you, the Silver Fox and I said, oh, well, there's really nothing. Well, how do you know? Doldrums are surely common to many couples. First of all, when you've been together so long, all the low-hanging fruit has been picked. I've gotten multiple jackets and dress shirts, and the gal has gotten bouquets and boxes of a chocolate. So many couples, what they do is pull their money into share accounts. They pretty much ruin the element of surprise when giving big ticket items. But don't use a joint credit card because he or she will find out. For couples who are both breadwinners, all of you out there, now I'm giving you ideas, who are both another factor is purely psychological. But I found quite powerful. We don't spend our earnings on frivolities or fineries for ourselves, so it hardly makes sense for the other to do it. I don't like practical gifts. So what are you going to do? So this is what this one couple did. She knew that her husband enjoyed reading, but she never truly knew his interest in reading. So she had a long, you know, just kind of checking it out. After a long talk, he told her that there were three subjects: the Russian Revolution, the Masons, and the U.S. Founding Fathers, preferably in Spanish. So what she did, she emailed some of the authors to find out where she could get the Spanish translation of their work. She said it was really fun. And I know that I'm going to be so excited when he discovers the specific books I found. No spoilers here. And another thing, change your habit of consulting with each other about whether the other will like it or not. So old habits die hard. No. Just do something that is so out of the ordinary. tell me, what romantic is, hey, how about a weekend getaway for just the two of you? We have so many living in Illinois, the Schaumburg area. We have Wisconsin and Indiana. There's Lake Geneva. There's the Cove. You know, it could be a promise. Let's wait. It could be in a card. Let's wait until the doldrums set in, you know, after Christmas, after New Year's Eve. And come on, after you've broken all of your New Year's resolutions, plan a weekend getaway out of the area. Leave on a Friday and don't come back until Monday morning. So you have Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. And then you could leave Monday morning. Because that's when everyone starts to have the blues. And it's, oh, there's nothing left. You see, this is why I pace myself at holidays. I don't, you know, I'm done. All of my mailing out of the area was done on Saturday, the 14th. And why did I choose that Saturday? Because I knew that on the 16th, it would be jam-packed. And why did I do it? Oh, we had a snowfall. Man, did we have a snowfall. I knew that the post office would be virtually empty. Sure enough, I said, come on, Silver Fox, let's get these in the mail now. The roads might be a little iffy, but you're an excellent driver, and the post office isn't that far. When we got there, there were only three people ahead of me. And what a relief. And the packages that were sent out on Saturday, one of the recipients got it yesterday, but she lives in my area. The other one is going to Rhea and Bob, Bubba, and they're in Nebraska. So I think they'll get theirs tomorrow or Wednesday. And then you want to know what else I did? I got ahead of my Christmas cards. I started making the list, and I'm done. Then we went out and got the gifts for a Village in the Park, where we live, the head office, and Hoffman Estates Park District, the clerks behind the desk. And then the bank. And there is one more. Let's see. Dr. Van Ness, our chiropractor. They got Fannie Mae's Pinkies. Pixies, you know, the turtles. Oh, how delicious is that? So, you know, it doesn't matter how big the gift is. It's the thought behind it. It's what you've done with feelings. And I've already made up my mind. I'm going to call a couple of the resorts that I know in Lake Geneva. And we're going to get there Saturday, Sunday. Oh, no, we'll leave Friday. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, three nights. And on that Monday, we'll get our lymphatic massage from Noreen, who lives in Lake Geneva. Oh, man, I could just feel the magic of her fingers on my back. Lymphatic. We've got to get rid of, darlings, those of you that are on prescriptive drugs. You see, I know how to neutralize the free radical damage. Oh, please take a probiotic. Oh, by the way, I'm not medical, so check with your doctor. I am not medical. But the Silver Fox and I take probiotics, and we detox periodically. Because, you see, there's always a residue from the good stuff. And if it stays in your body long enough, it will break down your cell, and your telomeres will get very short, and you'll start to age before your time. But promise me that you will check with your doctor. And I'm telling you right now, I am so excited. I'm going to log on of all of the resorts in Lake Geneva and make it 3 days, a breakaway. We need a breakaway. And we'll take walks and we'll hold hands and relive the glory days. We are going to rekindle our romance. And I'm going to do a nice little card and say, this is what my gift to you. And I'm not going to be anywhere near the internet is. I will have my cell phone. But, oh, you know, just to get up, maybe swim in the pool, and have a leisurely candlelight dinner. How sweet is that? So you only have 8 days. Make it special. Like my mother would say, make it special. And then enjoy. It's a great way for the new year, too. You see, I'll do this over the holidays. It's a new year to ring in 2014. Oh, that was interesting. I'll have to plug in 1914 to see why in my subliminal message bank that year came up. And then I'll share with you. Now, darlings, tomorrow we're on at 8 a.m. And good night, sleep tight. Don't let the bedbugs bite. Beauty sleep. Be kind to yourself. Don't wear yourself out. And let's all look forward to a joyous, relaxed holiday season. And you could do this. It's all your choice. Why do you want to run yourself into the ground? So, hey, go Bears. And good luck to all of you. Go out and buy that one ticket. It just may change your life. And then just imagine how many lives you would change when you have the power. Because money is power, but you will have the power to change the lives of so many, not only you, but those that are near and dear to you. And don't forget the charities. So until tomorrow at 8 a.m., I want you to remember when there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. Until tomorrow, always remember to be in your best elements. Au revoir.